Good evening to DeFi Chain News on the 10th April 2024, the news show that provides you with the latest updates on DeFi Chain project. If you like the show, then let's go crazy on the like button. It wakes up the algorithm and it helps the project. Subscribe and click the bell button. And stay until the end because we will discuss the next shows and dates. Afterwards, we also have some time to answer your questions, so please put them here in the chat. But before we start now with the headlines and the content of the show, I would like to welcome my co-moderator and expert of DeFi Chain, Lord Mark. How are you today on this wonderful Wednesday?
Absolutely fantastic. Stoked to be great. Here tonight. Yes, great. Wednesday, news show, a lot of updates and a lot happened, I would say.
Yes, sure. You can cover it. The title of the show was A Huge Week for DeFi Chain. So, let us have a look what we have also in the show today with the headlines. So, huge week on DeFi Chain. We start with this topic, then MetaChain updates, notable mentions, community projects and their updates, and last but not least, the future dates. That's the content of the show. And yeah, tell us, why is this a huge week for DeFi Chain?
Yeah, because a lot happened, especially on DMC over the last couple of days. And we thought, I mean, we are reporting quite a lot about DMC, but we thought it's really worth mentioning. April, it's like spring, all the projects are doing great things. And yeah, let's have a look what's going on. It's crazy. There's so much activity on DMC. A new project is surfacing at the moment, and in some ways surfacing meets in some way the topic because it's called Seahorse, and the seahorses are surfacing from the sea. It's still a little bit an unknown thing, I have to say. It's brand new. They teasered something is happening next week, big week ahead, in their tweets. Seahorse-Fi, seems to be a DeFi play in some way. Seahorse-Fi aims to be a lending and unstoppable permissionless lending and borrowing money market. Big words, sounds fantastic. It's of course on DVM, on the DeFi Chain EVM layer. And with cross-chain ambitions, I think there are so many buzzwords inside. I'm really excited to see what they really gonna do. Some information can be found on the Gitbook page. So it seems they have like their own documentation already on Gitbook. So check that out. And I'm really looking forward. DeFi Chain Pushy is doing a video with them. He's collecting at the moment feedback from the community, questions from the community, and I think then this is most likely going to end up in an AMA session. Answers from the project team.
We will see. Honestly, so I saw today a kind of thread from Seahorse-Fi where they answered a couple of questions. So maybe it's just a kind of answering on X. Okay. But raise your question and then we learn more about the project, I would say.
I thought it's going to be a video, but maybe it's only kind of communication on Twitter. Anyway, DeFi Chain Pushy, full on doing some research here. Fantastic. Then maybe not a real topic of DeFi Chain, but kind of touching DeFi Chain, using against Cake, the court case. Another round is planned for this Friday, 12th of April. We learned before it's 10 o'clock Singapore time. So let's see if there's finally a solution. We're gonna talk about that for sure next week. That's the story about the court case. More interesting story maybe, Dataground, MacMo's solution. We reported about that last week already. What is it? They wanna provide a ticker. And this ticker is going to be accessible through an NFT. So I tried to explain it the last time already. For me, it sounds like the NFT that you can purchase on the Atlantis marketplace is kind of a key that opens certain data for you. I think it's a nice, so it's kind of an access token. What do they want to do? They want to provide a data platform for automation, reporting and data management. AI will be a big part of it. I mean, everything is like, that's one of the buzzwords, right? Real world assets, AI, the big story of 2024, I guess. And everybody should be able to use it. Startups, companies, traders. Project should be financed by the NFT launch. Makes complete sense. It's kind of fundraising. But also, if you own an NFT, you're eligible to use the platform, as it seems. And it will be called MOES. What the MOES stands for, I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet. It's going to be really interesting. The launch is scheduled 12th of April. So this is actually in 2 days on Atlantis NFT on the platform. And yeah, like mentioned, the mention ticker will give them a first incentive and value. So get an NFT, be part of a fantastic new project. Get the tickers, and every NFT holder can get one for free. So there will be different tickers for different NFTs. Okay, so it's going to be a little bit more diverse, and ticker can show price information, BTC, Ethereum, DFI at the beginning, and further data visualization in the future. Okay, that's really interesting. That's kind of an approach that we haven't seen yet. I like the idea with the NFT kind of mixing stuff together. So official landing page also launched, and yeah, follow them on Twitter. Twitter is at the moment, I think, the best source, at least after the news show, or maybe even better than the news show. Check it out. There's a lot of information about the project available already. So now let's come to another big one this week. Jeff Sphere started their invite-only token launch this week, and it took place today. High anticipation. Completely oversubscribed, 7 times oversubscribed. Why do we know that it was oversubscribed? Because we did kind of a test run yesterday where you could pre-approve. So after you've done the CD campaign, after you were able to participate, you could pre-approve your funds. Why do you want to pre-approve funds? Because if you want to swap a token first on DMC or first on MetaMask, EVM, you have to approve your tokens that you want to make accessible to the smart contract, and then you want to swap. That's why we said, let's people pre-approve. That's why we had a feeling. And Kugi did some calculation. It was like 7 times oversubscribed. End of the day, the whole party was over in under 2 minutes. I think 1 minute, 54 seconds, 2 blocks. All the tokens were gone. 15 million tokens were in this phase. This was a smaller phase. This was the invite-only phase. We also announced this is kind of the start of the whole story. There are going to be 150 million more tokens up for grab within the next couple of days and weeks. Let me give you some stats. 63 addresses were the lucky swappers. I don't know if that's even a a proper word, but 63 addresses got their fingers on Jeff tokens. The average, and this is like, you cannot make up that shit, it's real, 250,000 Jeff tokens on an average, so 250,000 per person. How was this kind of distributed? There were a couple of people said, oh, only the big ones get the tokens. No, it was not at all. There were 6 addresses over 1 million token. There were 3 addresses over 500,000 tokens, 15 addresses between 100 and 500,000 tokens, and 39 addresses between 0 and 100,000 tokens. What were the most favored coins to swap into the Jeff token? DUSD, like expected. Over 650,000 DUSD were swapped into Jeff tokens, followed by Terra, 21,000 USDT, and then only a small amount worth of 222 DFI, so that's about 2,000 DFI. It looks like DFI people don't want to get rid of their DFI. USD and Tether were the two big winners here. Everything surpassed the expectations. I think it was a big event, guys. If you haven't got tokens, you haven't got any tokens. You were too slow. I were too slow. I know a lot of people who were too slow, but doesn't matter. On the 17th of April is the second round. Price is slightly higher, but this is so completely irrelevant at the moment, I think. And yeah, be part of it. There's a lot of information how it can be faster. It showed really it was the people with the fastest fingers. I think there were people like really sitting, reloading. And they got in, right? I mean, there were swaps with super small amounts, and they were in. So yeah, they were just perfect timing. What else do we want to say? There was a discussion about participating from outside chains because Ethereum was enabled and Binance Smart Chain. This has in some way a big advantage because the block times are much faster and the infrastructure in some way is maybe also more stable than on DeFi chain. The thing is, you get in, but maybe you get later in on the block in the transaction on DMC. So if you want to in for sure, that's the better way. You might maybe not get the smallest price. There was also an oversubscription because of this problem today. I mean, I wouldn't call it a problem, but people came in, were confirmed, but then DMC shut down already. So that's why 850,000 tokens were distributed more. They came in from outside. So that is maybe a slight advantage, but they got also the higher price. So I think it's quite a fair balance, and yeah, it worked quite well. Thanks to the DeFi chain, my DeFi chain team, Andy and Bernd, they really ramped up, they scaled up the infrastructure, the RPC for the remote calls that are actually connecting to the DMC and to all the data. They did a great job. That was holding up really strong. I think they went up from 8 to 20 nodes for the activity today. Thanks a lot. Great cooperation. Yo, that was the token launch or the first part of it, DC.
Yeah, thank you. Overall, an amazing week on DeFi Chain. A lot of things are happening. New bridge projects want to launch, new token launch. A lot of things are happening. People are looking forward what is coming here on DeFi MetaChain. Now, a couple of projects were not mentioned, but for sure they are working on their project. Give us an update there. What else happened on this side?
Very happy to do so. I think a very well-loved project of the community already, OctoDeFi. The FAQs goes on. Octo Wallet versus Octo Strategy Builder. Learn about the differences. A lot of information on Twitter. Also really check out the cool videos that Lars Berger is doing with his team. I love these videos where he explains things. Yeah, it's very well animated. It's very entertaining. Check that out. There will also be an AMA between Lars Berger and DeFi Chain Pushy again. Don't miss it. I'm really looking forward to that. That's on my radar for sure. Very exciting to hear more. I'm also Octo DeFi holder. I'm an Octo holder. I want to know what's going on there. Then Crypto Factor, also fantastic project. A strong CFR performance the last week. They reported surpassing a 10x from early pre-sale participants. Congratulations to all the CFR holders. 40 million CFR tokens held in staking and enjoying juicy and sustainable rewards, as it seems. Crypto Factor Asset Backing will be launched on testnet this week. We were talking about that, I think, last week already. Users can test and feedback. Do that. It's really not so difficult. Just install on your MetaMask the testnet, and then you have early access. You can check out all that stuff. You can help the projects, and when it goes live, you're well prepared. I already thought that's so complicated. It's really not. I've done a lot of testnet testing now. It's really fun to see what's coming ahead before the crowd picks up on it, right, DC? And then they continue their good work, new exciting partners. There's a new DMC project coming, announcements coming soon. They teased this last week already. I have a feeling what could happen there. Really? We're looking forward to hear the update, what then really gonna happen. And just a feeling. No, I don't know it yet, but I've got a feeling here. But this could be very exciting. And yeah, owning to a delay with Explorer Technical, they have opted to develop a further product before the platform goes live. The product may include DUSD. I think that's also exciting. Mm-hmm. Everything for the DUSD is always an exciting thing. Big thank you for all of the supporters. They want to say Q2 will be massive for Crypto Factor and all the users and token holders. Yeah. Congratulations, Crypto Factors. We really love what you guys are doing out there. It's always nice to read from you. Then OpenDApps Cloud, they are also very active. New service dropped to DMC testnet, so also you can test here as well, Westing as a service. Like, so OpenApps Cloud is actually kind of an infrastructure provider. They're building stuff that you can use. Check that out. Check out their post for information about Westing functionality and what they offer with their services. Of course, DC, like always, is going to put the link in the show notes.
I will do it later, yeah. Yeah, a lot of things are happening also on the other projects. Looking forward to what we can report next week. For sure, the one or other will have a nice update. Then we come to our next category, notable mentions. It's a kind of collection of other topics, points, events. What do we have this week?
Yeah, DeFiChain X-Thread about tokenization and real-world assets. One of the buzzwords, I mentioned it before already, AI was one, tokenization and real-world assets another one. I think this is really what hits home because in some way our D tokens are real-world assets. Of course, there's always discussion, what is a real-world asset? Do I really hold the asset and do I have to tokenize it? Is it a hybrid what we are having anyway? That's the topic at the moment and I think we are spot on in the middle of the storm at the moment. This is really exciting. So yeah, help to spread the good word. DeFiChain Node, there's a version 4.0.1. There's a beta has been released. Everyone on the testnet can use it and test it. Good to see that there's more node development at the moment. There was also a tweet from Kugi about the status. Check it out. Kugi always on the forefront of testing, always connecting with the DeFiChain core development team. Thanks, Kugi here. And the DFib was submitted. A DFib about 5 new D tokens that should be added to the system. Of course, who is behind that? Mr. Swayze. Awesome job here. He is really behind the DEX trading team and also making the DEX more usable. In that way, adding tokens that are really traded. We know a DEX is only as good as the tokens that are there to be traded. And I think the DEX trading team shows how well the DEX works with the D-token system. And then there's an English Twitter space upcoming on Sunday, 6 p.m. Central European Standard Time. Sorry, that's too late for me. Then I'm most likely in bed already. Check it out. Links, of course, in the show notes. Don't miss it and be part of it.
Yeah, thanks for the update. Then our next category, community projects and updates. We missed message today. Do you want to cover it shortly?
Yo,
very shortly.
It's our fault. Sorry, Alex. I think Alex posted it. I don't know. We just oversaw it. DEX Trading Masters is ongoing. It looks like another player, Maurice, doubled his bag. Congratulations. So they're going strong. It's not over yet. Cool prizes for grab. Chef tokens for grab for the middle fielders. You don't have to win. You don't have to lose. So you can maybe still take part in there. And we're going to talk more about this next week. We completely missed the details today. So my apologies. But it's still going on and it's still going strong, that's for sure.
Yeah, thanks. Then we are nearly at the end. What is happening here on the channel, the future dates?
Yo, next week news show, Wednesday. It's going to be exciting because a lot will happen the next week, that's for sure. And I try to plan, or I'm actually in the process of planning a fireside chat with Lars Berger. Lars said already he would like to do it. Now it's more about finding the time. And then we're going to have a update. What I would also like to see is a tech talk with Prasanna, with the core development team. I know you're working on it. Let's see what we can make happen there. But yeah, next week maybe we know more about that.
Yeah. Then we are at the end. Thanks for covering all the topics today. Good things are happening. A great week for DeFiChain. Thanks for watching it live. Please give us a like here on YouTube. It helps also the algorithm. And if you are watching live, stay until a short break and we can cover the one or other question here in the chat if there is one. And yeah, then I can just say see you soon here with the news show and have a great time. Bye-bye.
Thanks and bye-bye. Yo, there we are again, and we see no questions, but let's have a look who is here. Christian is here. Hi, Christian. I hope you're having a
Sure.
great day from Warsaw. What we knew before on vacation. Okay, I thought you're maybe traveling for business. And then we've got Jackie Delshim here, Three Flames, going hot, going strong. Yo, guys, that's it. If there are no questions, I would say that's it. I think it was an exciting week. It was an exciting week for the Chessfair team. It was an exciting week.
Week is not over, Mark.
Yeah.
Launches on Friday, Atlantis NFT, maybe Seahorse.
The seahorse, we want to hear more about the seahorses appearing from the sea. We want to see more of Crypto Factor. There's open depths. There's so much cool stuff happening. I'm really looking for the Octo DeFi stuff. More and more coming. Yeah. And if you want to build, don't be shy. There's so much more that can be done. I'm stoked. It's exciting. And yeah, I would say, see you next week.
Yeah, have a great time. See you soon.
Have a great
Bye bye.
weekend. See you next time. Bye bye.